Welcome to Connection Point, Gov Connections podcast series focusing on strategies and trends in infrastructure, green IT, mobility, data management, and much more. I am your host, James Hilliard, and I am joined today by Denise Riley Hughes. She is a software practice manager with Gov Connection. And Denise, thanks for taking time today.
Thank you, James, very much.
IT projects. They can succeed wildly or they can go down in flames. And I think a lot of folks realize that if you go through a few steps in any project and focus on those steps, do a little bit of extra planning, odds are you're going to have a better time during your project than not. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
So today on Connection Point, we're going to focus on what it means to and some of the steps that folks can go through to have a really good project. We're going to look at the assessment phase, the design phase, the implementation phase, and we're also going to talk to you about how PC Connection fits into all of those phases. The first question I have for you, Denise, is what makes getting an assessment so important, and why does that need to be the starting point for virtually any project?
Well, James, I'm glad that you asked that question, because what an assessment does for an organization, it provides them with the foundation for not only the design, but the implementation and then the ongoing efforts that their technology offering provides to them as an organization.
Denise, can you give me an example? I know that all projects are different. It depends on the size of the organization, what project you're trying to accomplish. But do you have kind of rough numbers, maybe an example or two of some recent assessments and how long they took? One assessment for company X took this, company Y took this.
Absolutely. And like you said, it really all depends on what the assessment is, what type of technology we are assessing at the time. So typically, assessments can be anywhere from a few days to a few weeks because you're looking at sometimes a snapshot of an organization and the infrastructure, or you're looking at a longer-term view of an infrastructure and the performance peaks of a network. When we're doing a server virtualization assessment for an organization, you are looking at a time commitment of a few weeks, and there is an agent that goes out to your network that calculates the data. So one example is we worked with a mid-sized financial institution, and we wanted to implement the right virtualization technology for them. And what we did is through this assessment, it was determined which technology out there in the industry really fit their needs. We looked at their environment, we looked at the long-term performance of their environment and the way that this virtualization technology would impact them. And we ended up showing them about $700,000 total cost of ownership savings over 3 years. And that was what the assessment really did for them and helped them decide that this was the right solution for their environment.
I want to get an idea of the assessment team, the people involved. Can you give me an example of who, say, from an organization is typically involved, and then who from PC Connection is typically involved?
That's a very good question to ask, because it really takes a number of people to make that specific assessment worthwhile. And the team on the customer side that we're looking at is really the key players in the IT department, all the way up to the CTO or the CIO. And then on the PC Connection side, you're working with your PMO team, your project management office, you're working with your account manager, and you're working with the engineering team. So we have these experts in-house that really play the management role, the project management role, the engineering role, and then really the person who manages that relationship with our customers, the account manager.
You already alluded to kind of what we get at the end of an assessment. You get some type of report. You're going to get some suggestions on here's some technology that we believe is really going to fit your organization well. You mentioned total cost of ownership. Do you also get things like what the return on investment time frame might be and other insights, maybe even green insights?
Most definitely. The data that customers receive out of these assessments, it, like you had said, not only measures that total cost of ownership and return on investment expectations, but also helps make decisions on sometimes regulatory compliance, infrastructure stability, and then it allows the customers to go make those immediate changes that reduce costs and shortens the level of support that they've been servicing their environment with and makes for a much more streamlined network for them.
we're done now with phase one. We've done the assessment. We have some technology choices to make. Talk to me about the design part of the process here. Again, who's involved in PC Connection, and what can I expect as the customer organization to do during this design phase?
So the team that you would be working with is really that exact same team that helped you with your assessment. We take into account those specific data points that are pertinent to your organization that we've derived from your data, and that design goes into place for you. Granted, we have the experts who are doing this on a daily basis, so we have that background knowledge to know what worked for this customer might actually work for this customer. So we're able to take that knowledge and hands-on experience from the prior engagements that we've had to develop the right solutions for every customer and to have the knowledge of what's going to work because we've done it before and we'll continue to do it again.
Yeah, it's an excellent argument for going out there and partnering with an organization like PC Connection that has done this and works with a lot of different organizations and uses that as a pool of knowledge. So we've designed our solution after getting all this data from the assessment. Now we're ready for the implementation. Most of the times, do you go through a pilot implementation? You do a small kind of rollout, make sure it's working in the real live environment, and then you go to a full deployment?
The way that PC Connection manages the project from assessment to design to implementation does take in that more development phase into account. So it's part of that implementation process. It's one of the steps along the way. But most definitely, when we are doing that implementation, we want to make sure that it will work in the environment, that it's going to work. And then when we push that button to implement, it is up and running. We stay there to make sure that the customer knows how it's up and running and has the knowledge to support their network and infrastructure going forward.
Are there any mistakes that you've noticed over your years of working on projects with people where a company, and I don't want to rat anyone out, so we're not going to give any names, but where a company either missed a step or they didn't follow along or they tried to take a shortcut and ultimately that ended up in our project isn't really going as well. We've wasted some time. We've wasted some money. What I want to do is try and give our listeners a bit of a tip of why they really want to stay on the path and why they want to follow things from very beginning to very end.
Absolutely. I'm really glad that you bring that point up because we're all human and we all make mistakes. But when it comes to project implementation and technology adoption, what we have found is those hiccups or glitches along the way that put a halt on a project or stop things from working is because the assessment phase is not completed. That when you don't do that thorough assessment up front, you don't plan for the problems along the way. And when you do the assessment, like I said, those problems and hiccups and the way that your environment is actually functioning today and how it would function with this technology implemented tomorrow is taken into account. And then when you build it on top of that, the design, you're again still entrenched in the way that your environment's working and running and how this technology will improve that. And that flows right into the implementation process.
We've kind of talked about this three-stage process, assessment, design, implementation. I want to talk a little bit about budgets because everyone is focused on that these days for their IT projects. Each phase individually priced out, do you price it out as a full package? What are some of those options?
Well, PC Connection and our services engineers are really very flexible to meet the needs of each one of our individual customers. So some of our customers, we will phase out each one of these steps along the way separately because that's what meets their needs. And other ones will manage this as a complete project within itself with a single cost and an overall savings totally projected into the budget and the project.
Hey, Denise, really do appreciate the insights, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Thank you, James.
And a special thanks goes out to our listeners for taking time to tune in. Hope you got some good takeaways from this conversation. If you do want any more information about assessment, design, or implementation services, or any other IT services or offerings, you can reach out and talk to your GovConnection account manager today. You can also visit us online at govconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Again, thanks for joining us today.